Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirman Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masechet Sanhedrin Daf Nun Amud Bet, having dealt with the rationale behind the order of mitot from Chamur to Kal of Rabbanan versus that of Rabbi Shimon. And now we're going to take a look, as promised, at the specifics about Bat Kohen Shezinta. Tana Rabbanan, near the bottom of the page. Uvat Ish Kohen Ki Techel Liznot. Yachol afilu chilat haShabbat. I might think that this punishment and the pasuk even applies if she does something else that's called a chilul, such as chilul Shabbat. Talmud Lomar liznot ki techel liznot minun michilulin shbiznut akatu medaber. The text is only talking about something that involves sexual violation and not something of a different order. Okay, so now. I might think this even applies if she was not married and just slept with somebody to Markan Aviyah and Amar Lahlan Aviha. In the case of the Arusa, the Shezinta, we say Skalua Petach Beit Aviyah, and it says the same thing here, Et Aviyah Michalalat, Malahalan Znut Imzikat Abal, meaning there is a husband there that she is betraying, Avkan Znut Imzikat Abal, same thing here. Maybe it says Petach Beit Aviyah to say that it's only if she had the znut with her father. Kshu Omer hi mechalelet, et Aviyah hi mechalelet, meaning hoi kol adam amur, because she's violating her father by having relations with anybody else. Hamenim mekayem Aviyah. So why does it say Aviyah? And Mar kan Aviyah, and Mar lan Aviyah, Mar lan znutim zikat abal, Kan znutim zikat abal. Aviyah is here for the simple reason to tell me that we're talking not about a pnuya, but rather about somebody who is betrothed, just as we had in the case of the arusa, who obviously is betrothed by definition, and that's why she gets skila. Imala halan na'aravihi arusa. However, remember that in the case of an na'ara murasa, it's only if she's a na'ara and only if she's arusa, meaning if she's older or if she's already married, then it doesn't apply. Afkan na'aravihi arusa. Na'aravihi nesua. What if she's a na'ara but she's already married? Bogeret vihi arusa. What if she's older than na'ara but she's arusa? Bogeret vihi nesua. She's older and she's married. A bat kohen who's in her 20s, been married for a couple of years and has an affair. Afilu hizkina. What if she's very old? Minayin, how do we know that she still has this halacha? Talmud Lomar, uvat kohen ki techel liznot, mikol makom, meaning anybody that's a bat kohen, and the vav there seems to be the kicker. Now, bat kohen, we continue on with this, ein li ela shenisait lekohen. Right now, we're entertaining the possibility that it only applies to somebody who married a kohen. Uvat kohen, meaning that she is married to a kohen, niseit lelevi uli Yisrael. What if she married a non-kohen? Or lechalal, lemamzer, ulenatin. What if she married somebody who is, she's not allowed to marry at all, and who makes her psula? Minayin, Talmud Lomar, uvat ish kohen, meaning that the definition here is that she's the daughter of a kohen. Afa pishe na kohenet, even though she's not married to a kohen. The issue is not who her husband is, the issue is who her father is. Now, it says, hitisaref. He bisrefa ve'ein bo'ala bisrefa. She gets srefa, but the fellow had relations with her, gets chenek like any other adulterer. He bisrefa ve'ein zomim meha bisrefa. Also, edim zomim, who tried to get her killed, she would get srefa, but they don't get srefa. We'll see what they get. Now, Rabbi Eliezer then says this very difficult passage, et aviha bisrefa ve'et chamiha biskila. I'm not even going to translate it. It's very difficult. We're going to go back and analyze this entire braita. And then when we get to that line, see several approaches. Amar Mar, Yachol afil chilla Shabbat. I might think that even if she was mechalel at Shabbat, that this rule applies, that she would get sreifa. But that doesn't make any sense. Certainly not according to Rabbanan. Chilla Shabbat bat skila hi. She gets skila for chilla Shabbat. So Amar Rava hamani Rabbi Shimon hi. Ah, ikufa this braita follows Rabbi Shimon. Tamar Sreifa Chamura. He says Sreifa is more Chamur than Skila. Now we all know that you get Skila for Chilul Shabbat. Sakadaita Chamena Hoil Ve'achmir Bahu Rachmana Bechohanim. I might think, this is my thinking, that because the Torah gave Kohanim more mitzvot, the Rabbi Wahom mitzvot Yiterot, Tidon B'Sreifa, maybe she gets Sreifa for Chilul Shabbat. That was the Havamin of Mechalelan, meaning Chilul Shabbat. Tamashmalan, therefore the Torah says it, the techel is not, that specifically is not, bedafkan is not. So now, maishna minei didei, oh, wait a second, why would we think that she would have it more severe than a kohen, a male kohen, who we are not entertaining the possibility to get anything more than skila for Shabbat, and as in Rabbi Shimon's calculus, skila is not the most severe. So this is what I would have thought. This is the errant reasoning I might have followed, were not for the word liznot. Sagna Chamena, Ihu di Ishtar Yale Shabbat Lagabi Avoda. A male Kohen, on occasions, has circumstances where he is not bound by all the laws of Shabbat, for instance, where he's doing Avodah. He came into the Ishtar Yale Shabbat Lagabi, but since this Bat Kohen never has such permission, she's never doing Avodah, I might think that she should get Sreifa Kamashmalan, that no, Shabbat is not really being discussed here, and Shabbat is Skila for everybody, very, very straightforward. Okay, the next thing asked, Yachol Afilu Pnuya, I might think even if she's unmarried, so how Liznot Ktiv? It says Liznot, and Znut always involves a betrayal. The answer is Kedor Belazar, famous sugi in Yevamot, the Amar Panui Habala Pnuya Shelo L'Shum Yishut Asa Azonah. Premarital sex between two unmarried people. if it's not for purposes of marriage, she now has a din of zona vis-a-vis the Isur of Kahuna, etc. That's Rabbi Elazar's very famous opinion. So therefore, to contradict that opinion, we say that a Pnuya is not included. O Eino Omer Aviha El Lahotzi Et Kol Hadam. Then we played with this possibility that Aviha is there to say it's only if she has relations with her father. So Elamainiu Shazinta Mi Aviha. So the only thing left is she had relations with her father. So my Yirya Bat Kohen, I feel about Yisrael Nami. Remember that anybody, any girl who has relations with her father is Chayiv Sreifa. In which case, the Torah is not saying anything new here. Da Amarava Amarav Yitzchak Bar Avudimi Atya Heina Heina Atya Zima Zima. Take a look at Rashi. Quotes the Psukim, a very famous series of two Gzerot Shavot together, to tell us that that if a man has relations with his daughter, because the Torah only talks about a man and his granddaughter, so that she has Sreifa. Itzarich, therefore, why do it's itzarich? Salkin Hamena Krala Fukim Nirava. Maybe the Torah is coming to take the opposite position, which is that a Bat Yisrael does not get Sreifa for relations with her father. The fact the Torah went out of its way to say it only about a Bat Kohen and not about a Bat Yisrael, that's what I would have thought. Kamash Malan, Bat Kohen, ainly, therefore, Kamash Malan, therefore the Torah teaches me that that it is not only relations with her father, it's not chiefly relations with the father, it's chiefly relations with anybody else that earns her the Sreifa, and still anybody who has relations with their father is still going to have Sreifa, and that's not what's being addressed here, at least not primarily. Now, Bat Kohen, Breita continued, Bat Kohen, ainly Ella Shiniset the Kohen. All I know is if she's married to a Kohen. Nisat Levi the Yisrael, etc., etc., Chalal al Matilu Mam Zerminai, and Tamudomar Bat Ish Kohen. That's the Breita. Why would I think not? Just because she married a Levi or a Yisrael, or even a Halal, that she's not a Bat Kohen? Plus the Torah doesn't talk about who her husband is. It's just the Bat Ish Kohen, Kitechal is not. So the answer is, Salkadai Tachamena, Kitechal is not a Marachmana, Minihani Mili Hecha de Kamit Chalahashta. In other words, Techel, I would have read not only as Chilul, but also Lahatchil. That only, it's only a Bat Kohen who has now begun to znut, meaning that this action is the first znut she's had. Avalha came into Kamitchal of a Kaima, but in the case where she married, let's say, a Mamzer, she already did a prohibited thing. Meikara, Damar Mar, Uvat Kohen ki Tiyeli Izar. We find that if a Bat Kohen marries out of Kuhuna, Kevan Shenival Apostle Apsala, but what's the Drasha? If she marries somebody who she's not allowed to marry, the minute she has Bia, she is Apostle to Kohanim, which is Apostle to Trum, etc. So the Levi of the Yisrael Nami, even a Levi in Yisrael, is a little bit problematic because v'shava v'etavia kunu reha. What happens if a Bat Kohen marries a non-Kohen, a Levi or Yisrael? Perfectly allowed to marry him, but she can only eat truma if the marriage ends, divorce or death, and she has no kids. Then v'shava v'etavia kunu reha. Chil d'chi'ita gabe lo achla. She doesn't eat truma when she's still with the Levi in Yisrael. We had several prakim about that in Yevamot. So ema lo tidon b'sreifa. So I might think that when the Torah talks about a bat kohen, we're talking about a bat kohen in her pristine state of still being in the beit kohen, which would only work if she's married, if she married a kohen. So kamash malan, that's not true, and that she's a bat kohen, and it's only about her father, and it doesn't matter if she's even already had relations with a halal or a natin, etc. She still is judged like this. Udalok Reb Meir, but this does not work with Reb Meir. Detanya bat kohen sheni seit liyisrael viachla truma mishalemet tatakeren ven mishalemet tatachomish. Let's say a bat kohen married a non kohen, and she ate truma. She has to pay the Karen. She doesn't pay the Chomesh because she could theoretically come back and be a Truma eater. So she simply stole it from the Shevet, but there's no Chomesh. She's not a true Zara. Umitata b'sreifim. By the way, this Bat Kohen, who married a Levi and then has an affair, has Sreifa, just like our Parsha. But Niseit Lacham Napsulim, she married, let's say, a Halal or a Mamzer, Mishalem et Karen v'Chomesh, because she could never become a Truma eater. Umitata b'chenek, the Rameir. Rameir says she really is out of our parsha. This bat kohen who married, let's say, psuadaka, now would have chenek like a regular married woman. Chachamim zuv zuv mishalem et keren v'lo chomesh. Umitatan b'sreifa. Chachamim say it doesn't matter who she married. She's a bat kohen. She does not pay chomesh, but more importantly, she's still in our parsha of sreifa. Okay, then we come to that strange penultimate line in the brighter Belazor Mer Atavia Bisrefa Vetchamia Biskila. Mayataviya Vetchamia, what does that mean? Ilaim Ataviya meaning Meaviha, Vetchamia Mechamia, meaning if she had relations with her father, then she would get Srefa, and if she had relations with her father in law, she'd get Skila. So my ear bat coin, that's not true about a bat coin. I feel like it's true about anybody. Bito Bisrefa Khalato Biskila. If you have relations with your daughter, it's Srefa, with your daughter in law, it's Skila. That's a no brainer. Ella, so we can't interpret it that way. Etavia meaning birshut aviha. The first interpretation is etavia means birshut aviha, meaning when she is betrothed, which is still living in her father's house, then she gets sreifa. Vetchamia, when she's in her father-in-law's house, means she's married. Birshut chamia, then she gets skila. But that doesn't work at all because we're talking about a bat kohen who either gets skila as an arusa, but sreifa as an asua, or get sreifa in both cases. We saw Rabbanan versus Rabbi Shimon. Ikar Rabbanan ha'amrin nesua yatzal the sreifa v'la arusa. So Rabbanan would have the reverse of this. Ikar Rabbi Shimon ha'amar achad arusa v'achad nesua b'sreifa. They both get sreifa. So where do you have skila with chamiya? V'ikar Rabbi Shmuel, who we'll meet in a minute, ha'amar arusa yatzal the sreifa v'lo nesua. That only an arusa, the opposite of the Rabbanan, only an arusa gets sreifa, but an nesua is a regular nesua, which means she gets at chamia chenek, meaning that if she was birshut chamia, meaning she's already fully married, she had chenek like any other married woman. So we don't have any authority who's going to support the notion that if she's a bat kohen who's betrothed and has nut, she gets sreifa. But if she's a bat kohen who is nesua, she gets skila. That doesn't work at all. So let's try to solve it. Shalach avin mishmei de Rabbi Yosef v'chanina. This is the first solution. Kachi hatsa'ah shel mishnah. This is how we should read it. Leolam kirabanan. This phrase of Rabbi Elazar follows the Rabbanan, who said that an arusa gets skila, still skila, and the nesua gets the sreifa. V'achi kamar kol shu lamata mimitat aviyah. This is somewhat intricate. Any situation where if she were to have illicit relations, it would be less severe, the consequences would be less severe than having relations with her father, which is Sreifa, Umayniyu, what's that, Nesua Bat Yisrael, and Nesua Bat Yisrael would get Chenek. Nesua Bat Yisrael b'Chenek, hach mitat aviyah b'Sreifa. So a situation like that, but kol shehi lamala mitat aviyah, any circumstance where which she would get a more severe punishment than sleeping with her father, which am I, Nihu? Arusa bat Yisrael. Arusa bat Yisrael. The Arusa bat Yisrael by Alma Beskila. Hacha b'mita t'chamia Beskila. So therefore, if she has relations with Chamia, then it's Beskila. Okay. Matkev Avir Mi Amidi L'mal L'mataktani. Avir Mi says, wait a second. Core to your interpretation of the Mishnah is these words L'mal L'mata, and they're not there. So Rav Yirmiyah gave an alternate position. El Amar Rav Yirmiyah says that it should read as follows. It doesn't follow Rabbanan. Leolam k'Rabbi Shmuel. It's Rabbi Shmuel who says the Arusa gets Sreifa and the Nesua stays with Chenek. Hachi Kamar. Et aviyah means birshut aviyah. She's still betrothed. Bisrefa, that works. Ve'at chamiyah means mechamiyah. If she had relations with her father-in-law, biskila. V'chol adam bechenek. But if she was married and she had relations with somebody else, she'd get chenek. So Amarava, Maishna o idi v'idi mamish o idi v'idi reshut. You got to be consistent. Either aviha means with her father, and then with her father-in-law, or they both mean in the reshut of father and father-in-law. You can't mix and match them. So Ela Amarava, solution number three, Leolam Karbi Shimon, follows Rabbi Shimon. Now we've seen all three possibilities. Ukesava Rabbi Elazar, Nesu'a Ka'arusa. Rabbi Elazar himself holds that a Nesu'a is like an Arusa. Ma arusa chad darga maskinan la. Rabbi Shimon say? An arusa is taken one step higher. She was skila and now is about kohen. She gets srefa. So therefore he said, miskila srefa. Af nesua chad darga. So when nesua goes mechenek leskila. All in Rabbi Shimon's calculus of what and value gradation. So Matgrav Chanina, ha idi be idi, Rabbi Shimon, Misrefa come up, but Rabbi Shimon explicitly said that both Nisu and Arusa get Srefa. So you can't put a twist on Rabbi Shimon any differently than that. Eli Amar Avina Liolam Karabanan. We come back to our original position that this is Karabanan, ve epuch. And we should just simply, the statement was inverted. Ma ve epuch, et avia biskila, and it's exactly Rabbanan's position. Et meaning in Reshut. When she's still betrothed, she gets Skila. When she's married, she gets Srefa. Why did he say Et Avia? He was simply taking the Pasuk, the Lashona Pasuk, but really meant Reshut Avia. Okay. Amrav Nachman, Amravua, Amrav Halacha, Kereshalar Chavin, Mishmein, Rabbi Yosef Chanina. The Halacha follows the original presentation that we had that had this Lamala and Lamata scheme. Rav Yosef, says, what do you mean halacha? We're not killing today. We don't have this. This is all theoretical. So when Abaya, El Miata Shchitat Kodshim Lo Litni, so we shouldn't learn Kodshim? Hilchot al Mashiach? El Adrosh V'Kabal Hilchot al Mashiach literally means halacha for Yemot HaMashiach? El Adrosh V'Kabal Schar, learn and there's a schar in learning. Hachanami Drosh V'Kabal Schar. Hachika Amri, here's what he meant. Hilchot al Amali, he said, why present it as halacha? Sugir Shmaita Halacha Kamar. After all you're presenting is the order of the sugya, the way that the sugya plays out. All you're trying to do is explain a sentence. It wasn't like there was a machloket in the Gemara about a machloket of Tanoim about what to do and a question of who to paskin like. Rabbi Elazar made an odd statement, and we're just trying to figure out what it means. And so that's why Rabbi Yosef was somewhat surprised. Why are you saying halacha here? Okay, now, my Rabbi Shmuel, we quoted Rabbi Shmuel before, what is it that Rabbi Shmuel said that we were invoking? The Tanya, Uvat Ish Kohen Ki Techaliz Not. Remember, Rabbi Shmuel had the solitary opinion that a Bat Kohen only gets Srefa as an Arusa, as an Asua, she gets the regular Nesua punishment of Chenek. Techaliz Not, but Ara Vihi Arusa Katu Medaber. It's only talking about an Ara and only an Arusa, as we raised as a possibility in our Braita. I might think even if she's married, Talmud Lomar, Isha Shein Afet, Eshet Reyu, Motumata Noefano Afet. The Torah already says in Parsha Kedoshim that a woman who's married has relations with a man, she gets killed. Hakolayu Bichlal Noefano Afet. That includes everybody. Hosea Katub Bat Yisrael Biskila. So the Torah took out a Bat Yisrael and gave a special punishment of Skila. So the Rabbi Shmuel looks at it as follows. All married women have the same halacha. When the Torah made an exception of a Bat Yisrael, it was only as an Arusa. The same thing with the Bat Kohen. When the Torah made an exception of the Bat Kohen, it was only for an Arusa. Now Rabbi Shmuel continues. Zomameha uva'ala bichla v'asitem lo kasher zaman. Anybody who is an aid zomim against this woman, or the one who had relations with her, if it really happened, are included in Vasitem Lo. So time out. Bo'ala, my kasher zomam. What kind of kasher zomam is there on a bo'el? He really did it. El zomeha bichlam mitat bo'ala. What it means is anybody who's an aid zomim against her gets the same death as the man would get, not her. Why? Mishum shenemar Vasitem Lo, kasher zomam lasot l'achiv, v'lo l'achoto, divrei Rabbi Shmuel. So Rabbi Shmuel says that Edim Zomim who come and try to testify that this Bat Kohen had Znut, if it turned out they were Edim Zomim, they would get Skila, or they would get Chenek, depending on the circumstances, but they would not get Srefa. He disagrees with Rabbi Shmuel. He takes the position of Rabbi Shimon, which is that Bat Kohen Yatzal Lesreifa bore with Arusa Nesua. I might think it's true even if she wasn't betrothed to anybody. We go back to what we saw originally. And here it's Aviha. Just like in that case, it's an Arusa who's betrothed. Same thing here, she's betrothed. So I'm related to Rabbi Shmuel. So Rabbi Shmuel counters Rabbi Akiva and says, be consistent. If you want to go to the Parsha of Nara Murasa, so this one has to be a Nara Murasa too. Not above Nara and not married. Rabbi Shmuel Achi, Bat Uvata Nidoresh, who said, Uvat Ish Kohen extends it to even an older girl and even one who's already married. Because you want to play with that vav of ubat, we're going to burn this girl. If you think that uvat is significant, so include a pnuya. And if you think that it excludes a pnuya, it should exclude a nesua too. Either make it any girl who's a bat kohen who has inappropriate relations, or only an arusa who's a na'ara. For Bakira says, Ahani gzera shava lim ute pnuya, the gzera shava of aviha makes it that she must be betrothed or married. Vahani batuva the rabota tanesua. So he's got this middle ground. For Rabbi Shmuel, savarmi de kamerle batuva shvamina hadame migzera shava. Rabbi Shmuel evidently thought that when Rabbi Kiva came back to him with, he said, uvat, that he had turned his back on the gzera shava, didn't have it anymore, and that's why he counted him the way he did, which is be consistent. But had he understood that Rabbi Kiva was holding on to his Gzeres Shavah V'Aviah, he wouldn't have said that, because he understood from that Apnuya is not going to be in the calculus. Rabbi Shmuel, hi, Bat Uvat, my Darish Pei. What does Rabbi Shmuel himself do with Bat Uvat? In other words, the piece that Rabbi Akiva needed in order to include a Nesua, Rabbi Shmuel does not include a Nesua. So what does he do with that? Darish Pei, my Darish Pei, mi bayele lechadetani avoid ishmua baravin lifeichim atzinush chilekatu akatuv bizcharim bein tmimim levali mumin. We saw that the Torah distinguishes between a Kohen who has a bal mumin and one who is not. Yachol nachlok bivnotan. I may think we might make the same distinction that if she's the daughter of a bal mum, that this doesn't count. Tamalor bat uvat. So Bishmael says, uvat is there to say even the daughter of a Kohen is a bal mum. If Rabbi Kiva says, Mivehem akrivim ayu kodesh, meaning that all Kohanim have the same din. Now, if Rabbi Shmuel, imeahi avimena hanimila inu, I might have thought that's about the men. Avinotan lo, so kamash malan, therefore I need uvat to tell me even their daughters are considered the same, regardless of whether father is a balmum or not a balmum or a tomim. Okay. So Rabbi Shmuel then, hi et aviyah hi mechalel at my darish pei. What does he do with aviyah, which Rabbi Kiva used to extend it to a Na'ara Murasa and cut out a Pnuya? Rabbi Shmuel didn't need that to cut out a Pnuya. He says right away that the two are the same, the two parshas are the same. So, by the Chedatanya, HaRab Meir Omer, Matam Lant Avi Ahim Echalelet, he learns a whole different lesson. Shemayu no agin bo kodesh no agin bo chol. If originally they would treat this guy like a holy guy, now they don't treat him so nicely. Kavod no agin bo bizeinof. They used to honor him, now they degrade him. Omrin arur. They say cursed this guy. Shazu yalad arur. He gave birth to a cursed girl. Shazu gidel arur. He raised a cursed girl. Shatzalu michalatzav. Right? Arur shazu yalad. Arur shazu gidel. Arur shatzalu michalatzav. So Rashi, come on, karina rishia bar rishia. So in our society, when we refer to somebody as a Rasha ben Rasha, who are we following? Afilu Rashiya bar Tzadika. Even if the father's a Tzadik, we call the kid a Rasha ben Tzadik. We go to Rasha. Keman Kaitana. Following Rabbi Meir's position, which is what Rabbi Shmuel uses for et aviyahi mechalalet, it's not so much a description as a normative statement that we should then describe the father as being defiled. All right, the end of the Mishnah said, Zumi Tzvat HaNiskalin. The previous podcast I mentioned was a little bit of an odd phrase. My Tanak Tani Zumi Tzvat HaNiskalin. What's the Tana talking about? So the answer is Shum Tatanadi Gemar Hadin Motzinoto Le Saklo Beta Skila Yagavor Shte Komot. We had the whole last parak that describes Skila Vaidikaboy the Mitzvah Tanisrafin, and in the next Mishnah, which you're going to see in the next podcast, we describe Sreifa Tananami Zumitzvah Taniskalin. So Zumitzvah Taniskalin is now a retrospective of saying, well, everything that we've seen so far is Mitzvah Taniskalin. The next thing that we're going to see is Mitzvah Hanisrafin. Okay, we'll pause at this point and pick it up in the next podcast in the second Mishnah of the seventh parak. on Daf Nun Bet Amud Aleph. Everybody should have a wonderful day.